Blackstone Audio presents Dancing in the Dark, A Cultural History of the Great Depression by Morris Dickstein. To Evan, Adam, Simon, and Anya, citizens of the future, and in memory of Stanley Burnshaw, in whom the 1930s lived on. Preface. As I completed this book, the United States was entering its worst economic crisis since the Great Depression of 1929 to 1941. References to the 1930s blanketed the airwaves, the newspapers, and the online blogs, as well as the press conferences of politicians, the testimony of federal regulators, and the oracular pronouncements of economists. Because of structural reforms enacted then and bolstered by subsequent administrations, this was never supposed to happen again. But even before our latest economic crisis, the painful conditions of Depression years continued to haunt us, as distant memories fading into myth, as a stern warning that tough times might return, and, finally, as a blow to America's sense of itself as a land of endlessly open possibilities. Every post-war recession, every economic crisis, inevitably triggered fears going back to the 1930s. Surprisingly, the Depression was also the scene of a great cultural spectacle against the unlikely backdrop of economic misery. The crisis kindled America's social imagination, firing enormous interest in how ordinary people lived, how they suffered, interacted, took pleasure in one another, and endured. It might seem unusual to approach those calamitous years through their reflection in the arts, but the art and reportage that helped people cope with hard times still speak to us today. Strangely.